Lyle, L-Y-L-E, Mays, M-A-E-S, 4-1961. This is a six, today is the 9th of January. This is a 64-year-old gentleman, currently lives in Houston, Texas. He has a friend that helps him, but he's single, has 7 children. He lives alone. He does not have any provider services, period. Lyle used to work in construction services. He's a smoker. He doesn't drink. He's trying to quit smoking, period. His friend has noticed a huge change in his condition. He usually goes to the Veterans Hospital and Veterans Offices for his care, period. Last time he was hospitalized was in August with a respiratory failure and difficulty with intubation. He almost died. He does not want to ever go back to the hospital again, in big letters, period. Patient has become weaker. He's bowel and bladder incontinent, requires help with all ADL. He's thin, he's unkept, he's short of breath all the time. His O2 sat is 87 with activity, 90 at rest. He continues to smoke, has had over 50-pound weight loss, has had at least 3 falls in the past week, no longer able to get in the car to go to the VA hospital. His friend found out about hospice and palliative care services, and for this reason, he's being evaluated today, period. He's very unsteady on his feet, family history, doesn't know what mom and dad died of, but they had some sort of cancer, high blood pressure, and stroke in the family, period. He's in desperate needs a walker or a cane, as well as an O2 and a nebulizer machine, period. He's in severe pain all the time, which he takes oxycodone for to control his pain, period. Immunization, doesn't believe in immunization, never will I will ever have immunization. Social, as above, surgery, back surgery, and some kind of lung infection because of empyema, but no cancers, medical problems, hypertension, chronic pain, COPD, respiratory failure, recent hospitalization with pneumonia and respiratory failure, restlessness, anxiety, air hunger, allergy, none. Medications include albuterol, which he's out of, aspirin, 81 milligram, vitamin D, 1,000 milligram a day, Tylenol, Norvasc, 10 milligram, which he's out of, and oxycodone, 30 milligram as needed for pain. His blood pressure is 174 over 100, pulses 100, O2 sat 87 with activity. That's 1 step, 2 steps of walking, 90 when sitting down. Patient is short of breath at rest. He's thin. He's unkept. He looks quite emaciated, period. Heart positive, swamp positive, still tachycardic, lungs, bronchi, wheezes, severe bilaterally, abdomen, scaphoid, neck shows slight JVD, lower extremity, no edema, but severe muscle wasting, no neurological movement, all 4 extremities. He's restless, anxious, and short of breath, has air hunger, period. Assessment, 64-year-old gentleman with history of COPD, severe end stage with right-sided heart failure, core pulmonalysis, severe weight loss, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Nipergab, no longer able to keep take care of himself alone, period. His friend has referred hospice and palliative care to evaluate the patient with a significant weight loss, total ADL dependency. Now patient is unkept, needs help on a regular basis. He's incontinent of bowel and bladder. He needs diapers. He has decreased appetite, severe weakness, has had falls. He has shortness of breath with activity and at rest. He has air hunger. He's anxious. He's restless. He weight loss is over 50 pounds, by the way, period. He has unsteady gait, status post-fall most recently, period. Patients in need of pain medication, albuterol, and blood pressure medication, as his blood pressure is elevated at this time, period. If patient kept untreated, he will most likely die within the next few weeks, period. Overall prognosis remains poor and is very appropriate for hospice care at home, period.